For another perspective on management of breast cancer in the adjuvant and metastatic setting, I met with Ms. Ann O'Connor, a nurse cancer care coordinator. Ms. O'Connor began our conversation by focusing on perhaps the most important concern patients with breast cancer have in the adjuvant setting, whether chemotherapy will be recommended.
When I first meet a woman who is coming for a medical oncology consultation, one of my first thoughts is, does this woman have any idea that she is going to need chemotherapy? Certainly there are many instances where it's a big decision of whether chemotherapy is needed in addition to hormone therapy, especially with the ERPR-positive tumor. So many women know that they're going to need some chemotherapy. Other women don't. And it's kind of really acknowledging that with them after a while, kind of being there with the physician, partnering with them, and expanding a woman's understanding of breast cancer as a disease, and also then giving her information on how the decision is made or how the recommendation is made as to whether chemotherapy is needed or not, both in terms of characteristics of tumor, size of tumor, her age, her menopausal status, her nodal status. And obviously now we have some additional things to help us with that decision in terms of the gene array testing that can be done in certain instances. Recently, there was a woman who was 55 years old. She had a 1 centimeter tumor that was moderately differentiated. She was ERPR positive, HER2 negative. She had undergone a re-excision of the tumor with a sentinel node biopsy that was negative. And so she now came for consultation on what systemic therapy she may need.
Now, what was her menopausal status?
She was perimenopausal.
So she was, what, having occasional periods?
She had had periods within the last 4 months. She hadn't had one in the last 2 months.
And what was her life situation?
Her life situation was that she is married. She has 2 adult children that were in their early 20s. She was working full-time, and she had a very demanding position in a private organization. She traveled a fair amount. She had no family history of breast cancer. She had no other medical conditions that had, this was kind of her first brush with something other than a routine screening for any medical conditions.
Now, who, if anybody, came with her to that initial consultation?
She came alone to that consultation.
Does she have a spouse?
She does have a spouse.
How often do you see a patient come in like that for their first consultation with who's married but doesn't come in with their spouse?
I would say that I see that approximately 20% of the time. I can tell you from my experience over the years, and I think a part of it is even location, geographic location. I live in a large urban setting. I think now with the amount of information that is available to women prior to seeing a physician through the internet and through many organizations, they feel a little more empowered, and many of them have a fair amount of information before they come to see their physician.
Now, when this woman showed up for her first visit, what kinds of information did she already have? What was her understanding before she started talking to you all?
Her understanding was that there was a chance that somebody may give her a recommendation of chemotherapy. She came in saying, I know I need hormone therapy. And she was really reluctant to consider chemotherapy, but seemed very open to listen to the recommendations and engage in a discussion about it.